Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 2, we were talking about the process of anointing somebody for service to the Lord and its implications. Follow us as we pick up with that thought today. Okay, now we've looked at those that go out, but you that don't go out, ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. Okay, they went out, but you don't go out. That takes us to seeing that we are in fellowship while others drift away, or they were not saved. Their faith. But we must seek the fullness. For as we seek the fullness, then we realize the potential of what Christ can do in us as well as through us. You see, Satan will get in these people and they will accuse you. And you may reconsider and say, or maybe I better change. No. But when Satan begins to affect a Christian and deceives a Christian, they'll become accusers of fundamental Christians, of those that preach the Word, those that stand on the Word, of those that have godly standards. Why will they do that? Well, it's simple. The devil accuses, and they don't know that they're being led by the devil. They are like Samson. Remember Samson? Cut off his hair, and he did not perceive that the Spirit of God had gone from him. And these have not perceived that the Spirit of God is no longer directing them, and they're acting on their own volition. I can do all things, but only through Christ. It's not me, it's through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And that is true no matter if I've been preaching and teaching for 40 years or for 4 years. It's only through Christ. Now that word unction, you have an unction, literally means an anointing. Just like they would anoint the high priest in the Old Testament to take it off, you have an anointing. You have a call. And that anointing had the idea of to rub in or all over, implying a life call. You know, a lot of times we talk about the Bible anointing with oil, and we'll pour maybe a cap full of oil on somebody's head or a handful of oil on somebody's head. The Bible, they really rubbed it in. They really rubbed it in and poured a good amount. And we don't do that today, so understand that we have gotten away from what they did back in that day, but the oil was representative of the Holy Spirit and is also representative in the anointing of a call. But it was a life call, not a momentary call, not a short period of time call. It was a life call. The moment we receive Christ as Savior, we are baptized by the Holy Spirit of God into the body of Christ. Spiritually. Everyone, after that experience, that those that receive Christ, should follow it up by being baptized physically into the membership of the local church, because it shows not only your love for Christ, but your identification with Christ and your desire to obey and please Christ. And that is our indication, as well as a vindication, of the call as we walk in the light. You young men out there, young ladies, you're filled, you're called into a ministry of some kind, full-time ministry. Men, it may be preaching the word. Men and ladies, it may be going to a mission field, Christian education, but you're called to full-time ministry. Go forward in your church at an invitation time. And ask that, let me know, and ask the people to pray for you. And don't be ashamed of Christ. Don't be ashamed of being associated with the call of God. Be more ashamed of even having to fight the devil in order to do so, and that you almost sided with the devil. See, we also see the reference here of anointing the priest to his priestly work. He would be anointed with oil, symbolic of the Holy Spirit. And that's throughout the Bible. This was something that was often in the Old Testament. But when you got saved, you became a priest of God, and you were anointed the very moment you were saved with the Holy Ghost. You were baptized in the Spirit. We read in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, verse 9, "Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ." Now, understand, not what's acceptable to man. Okay, I like that kind of music, so that's okay. Oh, hey, man, you're very positive in your preaching. Hey, I like that new translation of the Bible. No, it's not what's acceptable to man, it's what's acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. And he goes on saying, verse 9, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Now, do you see that chosen generation? You see, I'm not talking about you're chosen to be saved. You're already saved. You're chosen to be a royal priesthood, to be holy, to be a peculiar people. Because holiness is different than the world. And you ought to show forth the praises of him that's called you out of that darkness into his marvelous light. Yes, you've been chosen to do so if you've been saved. The moment anybody gets saved, they have that choice upon them. They're chosen by God into a royal priesthood. And the great thing is, getting saved is for whosoever will. Let him come and drink of the water of life freely. For his blood is the propitiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. So, having said that, what is the result of this unction, this anointing, this call? Ye know all things. Ye have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. When you get that from the Holy One, then you begin to know and understand the things of God. You have access to God by your personal relationship, particularly as you love not the world, and you grow to love God in righteousness and true holiness, which is the result in a holy, godly discernment of the things of God. And so you began to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Now, we say all of that because, again, you are walking with Christ. So, when you look at the command to love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, because there are many antichrists in the world, and by implication, they get in the local church because there will always be tares, that is, there will always be hypocrites there always be tares among the wheat. And so they try to work inside the local church. Instead of Christ's way, they try the world way. And we see they'll leave the church that won't abandon standards. People who were at one time friendly but mad because the church would not pollute its doctrine or standards. Then we see men who did not get caught up with every wind and wave of doctrine because they were continually in pursuit of God. And so they follow the call of God as priests on their life. And so they're always pursuing God. And so they want to know Him. Now, have you ever thought it peculiar? And I know I've said this on the radio broadcast before. But in Philippians 3:10, you think of the Apostle Paul, who received 39 stripes 5 times, 3 times beaten with rods, night and the day in the deep. He spent countless amount of time in jails, prisons, dungeons, accosted, beaten, stoned, left for dead. I mean, we can go on about all that he suffered for the cause of Christ and the opposition of many that named the name of Christ. And going through all that, Philippians 3:10 says that I may know him. Now, you think if the guy really, really suffered like that, he would know the one that he's suffering for. Well, Paul did. But he's not talking about that I might know who he is. He's talking about getting to know him more and more. I know my wife more now than I knew her when I married her. And so he says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. He wants to know that kind of power. And the fellowship of his sufferings, be in partnership with his sufferings, standing with him, conformable unto his death. And so, that he might know him in all these things. Oh, to be like Jesus was his heart. So we notice that you know him by your personal pursuit of God. We notice also that they had that fight themselves. Again, back in verses 13 and 14 of this chapter, talking about young men, he says, I write to you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. Verse 14 says, again, I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Now, you notice, their strength comes from what? The word of God. Meditating in it, thinking on it, and living by it. And so, it helped them to choose between good friends and godliness. Good friends and holiness. Even if that meant family. It was either family or fullness of Christ.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says.